Welcome to Salisbury University on this beautiful day. I am Charlie Caputi. I'm the chairman of the Salisbury University Foundation Board. I'd like to thank you for attending today. We have a very exciting announcement to make, as you are aware. I want to first introduce some people who are with me. President Janet Dudley Eschbach, first, who's the driving force behind this Maryland University of National Distinction. Also with us today, some in the audience and some at the podium, Mr. Alan Guerreri, his daughters, Kathy Guerreri, Nancy Walker, and Mary Beth Guerreri, his grandchildren, Mike Guerreri and Caroline Costi, his sister-in-law, Nancy Ford, and his sister, Marilyn Levinson. Also speaking on behalf of the family today is Mr. Michael Guerreri, an SU Foundation board member and a colleague of mine for many years on the board. Joining us in the audience, I understand, are Maryland delegate and SU alumnus Norman Conway, the chancellor of the University of Maryland system, Mr. Britt Kerwin, at the front of the room, and many other members of the Salisbury University board and the Alumni Association. Again, thank you for being here. As many of you probably know, 2013 marks the 40th anniversary of the creation of the SU Foundation. And what better way to celebrate 40 years of building excellence than with an announcement that will continue the transformation of this campus. Since its inception, the mission of the SU Foundation has been simple: to support and help foster the success of Salisbury University. Fortunately, this community and this university are known for having a culture of philanthropy. Alumni, faculty and staff, and other friends all give generously, and students learn the importance of giving back. For a state university like Salisbury University, private support makes all the difference. The fact that SU has endowed four schools makes it a rarity among public institutions nationwide. Our announcement today has helped provide an impetus for the university's new Academic Commons facility, slated to open on the site of Carruthers Hall in the summer of 2016. The SU Foundation is proud to partner with the university on initiatives that have clear benefits to university students and the greater community. Today is one of those days when we get to celebrate such a project. I now have the pleasure of introducing you to the university's strongest advocate, who is here to make our very special announcement. Dr. Janet Dudley Eschbach is in her 13th year as president of SU. During her tenure, the campus's reputation for academic excellence has grown nationally and exponentially. She has been committed to developing programs that meet the need of the region, the state, and the nation. She has been dedicated to working hand-in-hand with the foundation and with the community to build positive partnerships and relationships. She has envisioned a campus with a state-of-the-art facility that its students deserve, and she is making it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce Salisbury University's president, a champion for the campus, and a leader in higher education, Dr. Janet Dudley Eschbach.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlie. Before I begin my remarks, I would like to call upon one of our honored guests today, another huge advocate for Salisbury University, Chancellor of the University System of Maryland, Dr. Britt Kerwin.
Janet, thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to say just a word at this grand occasion. And I also want to thank you for the phenomenal leadership that you bring to this institution. Charlie referred to you as the driving force. Well, let me tell you, for somebody who works with Janet every day, she is a driving force. And what a difference she's made in this great institution. This is a phenomenal day for Salisbury and a real cause for celebration. We celebrate Janet's vision for the university and for... do they know about the facility?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, you're going to have a wonderful surprise in just a moment. Her vision. We celebrate philanthropy at this university because philanthropy is the margin of excellence. You know, universities become great because they get support from their state, but they also get support from people who care about the university. And that's what we have at Salisbury. We celebrate a wonderful state led by people like Norm Conway and Governor O'Malley, who understand the importance of higher education and the investment in higher education. And we thank you, Norm, and your colleagues for all that you do for us. But most of all, we celebrate what all that's happening today means for the students of Salisbury University. This is a great institution on the verge of becoming even greater because we have a state that cares, we have philanthropists who care, and we have a great president who drives it forward. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Chancellor Curran. It means a great deal to us that you made the trek today to be with us. Let me start by echoing my appreciation to all the Salisbury University Foundation board members who are here today. Upon its inception, the foundation was envisioned as an institutional nexus for conducting educational and charitable activities to benefit the campus. You are among a dedicated group of volunteers and staff who have worked so tirelessly over the last four decades to assemble the resources to help support our vision. Now, I'm going to digress a couple times here from my script. I see the mayor of the city of Salisbury, our good friend and alumnus of this fine institution, is here, Mayor Jim Ireton. Thank you for coming. I know there are a lot of people out here that I should acknowledge. I don't know if we've reminded everyone today yet, Charlie and Britt, that the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Norm Conway, is also an alumnus of Salisbury University, a fact I love to underscore whenever I can. But, you know, for me, to look out and to see so many members of the faculty, the staff, the larger community here today, it means a great deal because this facility that I'm going to be talking to you about is yours. It will serve all of you. Yes, it is a university facility, but anyone who is affiliated with the university, members of the larger community, you are going to benefit from this wonderful new academic commons as well. Good stewardship for the foundation has provided the groundwork and the underpinnings on which Salisbury University has grown and built its reputation as a Maryland University of National Distinction. But as I say all the time, it is the people that make the foundation and this university what it is. And again, members of the Guerrieri family have been introduced. You are among the very generous people, the people who have literally changed the face and the character of this institution. As many of you know, the Guerrieri Family Foundation is one of the Eastern Shore's leading philanthropic organizations, and the Guerrieri family has been a longtime friend to Salisbury University. In addition to being wonderful philanthropists, I'm going to tell you, they're really nice people, really great people. Alan, you are one of the nicest gentlemen with whom I've had the opportunity to work. Alan is the past president of the successful family business Showa Farms Incorporated. Three of his children, well, two, I guess Scott couldn't make it today, but Kathy, Nancy, And I think Scott as well attended the campus elementary school in Carruthers Hall. His son, Michael, has been involved with the Salisbury University Foundation for, almost 20 years now, Mike. In 1990, a $1 million gift from the family in Showell Farms created the Guerreri Scholars Program, and the Guerreri University Center was named in the family's honor. In the past decade alone, nearly 200 students have benefited from $725,000 in scholarship funds from their endowment. And on average in recent years, 37 students have received scholarships annually. Today, the endowment has grown to over $1.7 million. In 2000, a $500,000 gift from the Guerreri Family Foundation established the Guerreri Research Fund to provide equipment and lab materials for students and faculty in the Henson School of Science and Technology. The fund also provides stipends and support for undergraduate research, which is one of the things for which our university has become known. Typically, 10 students are funded each summer to conduct research projects with faculty mentors, thanks to this program. The summer research program, established through the Guerreri Endowment, is now complemented by National Science Foundation grants supporting additional student research. In recognition of their gift, a wing of the Henson Science Hall is dedicated as the Guerreri Laboratory Wing. But today's announcement is about the legacy of another member of the Guerreri family, Patricia Radcliffe Guerreri, Alan's wife and the mother of Michael, Kathy, Nancy, Scott, and Mary Beth. She passed away on May 12, 2010, almost 3 years ago. A Maryland native, Patty was an avid learner and natural resource searcher. She was always reading and exploring subjects that interested her, especially plants, animals, astronomy, and history. She wanted to understand how the world worked. She was known for her style, humor, spunk, and most importantly, her generosity. Patty Lou, as she was known, graduated from Salisbury University when it was known as Maryland State Teachers College. Old yearbooks dub her the cute little blondie with a vivacious personality. She competed on the field hockey and basketball teams and was named Woman Athlete of the Year in 1952. And Salisbury is also where she met Alan, who would become her partner for 57 years of marriage. I was very fortunate to have met Patty Lou Guerreri and to have shared my dreams for the university with her. Yes, some of you see me buzzing around on my golf cart with different individuals. Sometimes those dreams come true. And Patty, was clear to me, was very proud to be associated with Salisbury University and absolutely believed in our mission of providing an excellent liberal arts education to students. I believe she would have been pleased to be part of a project that truly will empower our students with the knowledge, skills, and core values to become engaged citizens of our state, nation, and the world. To that end, I would like to announce that the Guerreri Family Foundation has decided to make a wonderfully generous gift to Salisbury University and the Salisbury University Foundation. To honor the legacy of Patricia Guerreri, the family's foundation has pledged $8 million to support the university's new academic commons. The state-of-the-art complex will forever be named the Patricia R. Guerreri Academic Commons. Now, I got to tell you how unusual it is for a public comprehensive university to get a gift of this magnitude and to get it for a library. because people don't graduate from libraries. They graduate from nursing programs and business programs and schools and colleges. Someone, and I think our library some years ago had a T-shirt, it may be that no one ever graduated from a library, but I know of no educated person who hasn't spent a lot of time in one. So, Alan, Michael, Kathy, Nancy, Mary Beth, Scott in absentia, I cannot thank you enough for your tremendous support of the excellent education that we provide our students. I think Patty would be delighted to know that the academic commons pictured in the rendering to my right, now, the design isn't completed yet, Mr. Guerrieri. We're working on it, okay? But we know that it will be consistent with the architecture of the rest of our campus buildings, with red brick, and I know I've got a reputation for white columns. This is what they say behind my back, among other things, Mr. Chancellor. But this incredible facility that we're calling the Academic Commons, the library of the future, it will not only house our library, but also, importantly, the NAB Research Center for Delmarva History and Culture. And I saw its director here a couple of minutes ago. Hang on, it's coming. And the Center for Student Achievement and many other academic services and collections. Estimated at this point, we think it will be about 234,000 square feet. So you get a sense for this. The Teacher Ed and Technology Complex is 165,000 square feet. So we estimate the Patricia R. Guerrieri Academic Commons at 234,000 square feet. It will be, for those people who say, do people still need libraries? This is going to be the intellectual, cultural, and social center of our academic community, with a Wi-Fi cafe and other spaces, gathering spaces, for student and faculty, including a very much needed faculty center, a gathering place for faculty. And Patty, I think, given her personality, would be very excited. I think she'd love knowing that this is going to be a student hangout as well. For years, the university has greatly needed a replacement for Blackwell Library. I know the dean of the Fulton School for years was like on my case, like how many times a week, Martin. But in any case, we've needed it for some time. Our library was built in 1958, the current library, which was just after Patty graduated. Blackwell was intended for a campus population of fewer than 3,000 students, and today our student body numbers about 8,700. And on any given day, and we did invite some state officials to come in and tour our library randomly, and they saw students sitting on the floor. It's true there's a dirt basement in the Blackwell Library, and it's insufficient in so many ways, not just size. But the Guerrieri family gift has truly helped pave the way for what will be a transformational project for our campus. So, thank you seems inadequate. Heartfelt thanks to the Guerrieri Family Foundation for enabling this dream to become reality, and for keeping Patricia's spirit and philanthropic endeavors alive. Her legacy will live on through Salisbury University. Your continued support for this outstanding institution is so very appreciated. So at this time, I would like to invite Michael Guerrieri to say a few words on behalf of his family. Thank you.
On behalf of our family, I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to attend this special announcement to honor our mother, Patricia R. Guerrieri. Also, I'd like to thank the advancement and foundation staff for doing what I've been hearing about for many years now from those in leadership positions at Salisbury University, and that is making things run a lot easier and smoother, especially for special events like this. And I'd also like to thank Janet and Charlie for your tireless efforts on behalf of the university. And we all owe a debt of gratitude to Delegate Norm Conway for his longtime support of the university and this project. Thanks, Norm. Since most of you probably did not know our mother, I'd like to give you a brief insight into just who she was. She was a daughter, a sister, a wife, a mother, a grandmother, and an angel to many. Born in Maryland in 1930, she grew up in Pikesville and Aberdeen near Baltimore. She attended Salisbury State Teachers College, now Salisbury University, where she excelled in sports and where she met her soon-to-be husband, Alan. You know, it's certainly amazing to think that back 60-plus years to when, just outside those windows on the front steps of Holloway Hall, our father first laid eyes on her mother. And once he actually met the cute little blonde with a vivacious personality, as she was described in her yearbook, they soon fell in love. In 1953, they got married, got an apartment close to campus just down Smith Street here, I think the Boulevard Apartments, and started a family. Two boys, three girls, and nine grandchildren. Raising her family was her first priority, and she was selfless in her efforts. There was a lot of love, compassion, and many life lessons and good times packed into those years. So many that the mind cannot possibly remember them all. But luckily, the heart remembers. The mind may forget, but the heart remembers. Although tiny in stature, simple and unassuming in manner, our mother's life energy continues within our family and within those whose hearts she touched, even though she is physically gone. She was always doing for others, never making a fuss about herself. Her innate ability to observe and remember details based on her interactions with people and then follow up in thoughtful, unsuspected, and comforting ways was uncanny. She loved doing special things for people. Over the years, our mom developed many interests and talents: gardening, cooking, sewing, collecting antiques, golfing, shelling, fishing, and nature, to name a few. She could do it all, with the exception of computers and the newer technologies. She was definitely old school. She knew who she was and was the same, whether talking with the lady at the fish market, a molecular biologist, or a head of state. For those who may be interested, there are some pictures on display in the social room after the announcement to give you a glimpse into our mom's personality. Since a picture is worth a thousand words, I think everyone will appreciate them more than my rambling on for several thousand more words. Also, if anyone is here who went to school with her, please make yourselves known to our family. Some of you may remember our mother's sister, Nancy, who is present today and who also attended school here. One of the pictures shows her admiring one of her favorite plants, the night-blooming cirrus. Grown from a single cutting, this plant is now around 25 years old and continues to bloom. These remarkable plants are finicky, usually blooming only once a year, with its tightly closed bulb opening up, revealing a spectacular flower and fragrance over the course of only one evening. Our mother's plant bloomed more than once a year and had multiple flowers blooming at once. I won't go into her 6-foot geranium plant or other gardening marvels, but I think you get the idea. Oh, and I have to mention the 7-point starfish she found in the Bahamas. 40 years of searching and 1 7-pointer. It was a rare find, and she was very proud of it. Her genuine fascination with the natural world, its beauty, and its mystery was boundless. I would like to leave you with a brief handwritten condolence I received from an old friend after learning of my mom's passing. I believe this sentiment originated from something as mundane as seeing my mom waiting in line to pick up my sisters Kathy and Nancy and my brother Scott day after day and year after year from the campus school, Carruthers Hall, the site of the new academic commons. I will always remember it because to me it epitomizes my mom. The quote goes, and this is a little kid back then making the quote now, "I never saw your mom without a smile. You can't live a better life than that." It is our hope that the new Patricia R. Guerrieri Academic Commons will put smiles on the faces of all who use it and enable them to do special things for people and the community. Thank you all once again for coming, and welcome back Charlie Caputi. Thank you.
Thank you again to Alan and to all of the Guerrieri siblings. The university and the foundation are grateful for your commitment to this transformational project. At this time, we would like to invite everybody in attendance to join us in the social room for reception. Thank you very much.